We got emergency traffic for you at 609. Triple Team Traffic starts with Ricky Meese.
I think I've got some good news for those who have been driving from Weber County into Box Elder County. The earlier accident northbound I-15 that really jammed up delays from 1100 South Highway 91 in Brigham City all the way back to Willard Bay. It's long cleared, but the delays are really starting to ease pretty quickly now, and traffic's starting to get back to normal in Willard, Perry, and on up to Brigham City. Len Thomas?
Ricky, southbound I-15 is looking better now out of downtown, but below posted speeds through the south interchange where you bog down a bit through Midvale, and then it picks up again, but still a little bit slow on down to about 123rd South. And then pretty good shape around the point of the mountain, just a spot of slowing in Lehigh, 2100 north down to Main Street. And out on the west belt, 215, it is still slow, but much better as well from Parkway Boulevard down to the Valley Fair Mall, and out on the 201 freeway, slow from 5600 west to Magna. Mark?
Got a KSL traffic trooper dialing us up with the crash northbound I-15 North Salt Lake just before Beck Street in the left lane. Then you've got northbound I-15 traffic in the valley, a little heavy around 90th South. It looks a little better through downtown and on up to the north interchange despite that wreck. Then we have Shepherd Lane to Layton Hills Mall delays in Davis County. US 89, we still have overflow delays up to Fruit Heights and delays up to I-84 as well. American Red Cross and Suburban Propane want you to choose your day to donate blood or platelets this summer. For appointments, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.